So I wrote Drunk Over You with Anna Moon, my wife, and Josh Murdy. And we wrote the entire album together. Every song is co-written with them. And I like having like a little writing team. That way everything to me can be like really cohesive. When you stick with just a couple of writers and you do a whole project with them. And those two people know me better than just about anybody when it comes to the songwriting aspect of what I do and what kind of music I'm trying to make. So there's a lot of trust that goes into writing a tune. And I had a buddy who was having a hard time getting over a breakup. And, you know, I think he was doing what a lot of us do when you're going through something tough like that. And you kind of part of your way through it, you know? And talking to him and him kind of coming to this realization that drowning the heartache isn't always the best way to get over somebody. And at some point, you kind of have this aha moment of, you know, I'm just wasting my time by doing this. You know, this is not the way to get through it. And so I wanted to have this, like, getting over heartbreak song, but looking at it from a glass half full type of perspective. And Anna made this comment. She's like, yeah, it's almost like getting drunk over somebody is wasted time. And I was like, yo, that's it. That's the song. That's the song right there. We should call it Drunk Over You. And to me, like, the concept of writing a song is half of the song in and of itself. Like, once you get that concept, it's almost like everything else just kind of rolls its way out for you. You kind of it sets the path that you should go down, and then you just follow that core idea. And so that was it. And so I'm always looking for those type of ideas. So, and sometimes I think I'm up. Sometimes around me, people will just say, people are so poignant. People say the most clever things all the time to me, but they're just saying them in conversation. They're just like, oh, they'll just like randomly say something. And I think the difference between a songwriter and someone who's not a songwriter is a songwriter just kind of like makes a little mental note, like, oh, wow, that's a song, you know, and then pull your phone out and put it in your notepad, you know. So as soon as I heard that, I knew that was how we should tell that type of story.